Would be eating. This is Isaac.
Oh, yes. Hi, Lanny, please.
Oh, Lanny is unavailable for a second. Is there anything I can take down the message for you?
Well, it's Tina from Local Splash, and we're having trouble processing this month's payment. Is he the only one that handles that, or?
I think, yeah, that would be something I can try to give him a call. I think he's kind of in a dead zone right now, kind of stuck out in the woods in a dead zone.
Okay.
He's been on and off in dead zones with his phone. The thing is, let me think. What was he mentioning to me about Local Splash? He was asking me, yesterday he was like, oh, could you call them? Something about the Google, something to do with Google. You guys were requesting something from him, and he didn't understand it on Google that you were trying to get.
Oh, I'll
out.
Explain it. Yep. So there's a lot of notes on his account that says action needed, Lanny start Google video verification. Okay, so what that is it's Google's way of protecting you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the
okay.
only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So that video verification, it's a quick 10-minute process. It might even take you less time, where you just go in and you upload a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area, and then Google trusts you and says, okay, we can publish it. So sometimes people get intimidated by that email because they think it's like a live Zoom call with Google. It's not. It's just a little form that you upload to. And acceptable things would be a business license or business insurance or registration. If you don't have any of that, you could do an invoice with your address
and
business
card. I remember when we first got set up with you guys, I did a video with him, and we had the reseller's permit with the business license and all of the documentation. And then we went over his work trucks. We went over all of his work trucks
exactly.
in the video.
Exactly.
And we made
exactly.
sure it was, we made sure it was long enough. We showed our invoices and all that paperwork and the lettering on the trucks. And we did get that to you guys. So I think that's why he was confused on what else he needed to get that straightened out for you.
Yeah, sometimes Google will reject it the first time for some reason or another, and sometimes it's just a matter of uploading the photos with the wrong resolution or something like that, you know? So I'm just trying to look at the notes here and see if there's anything that shows.
Yeah, I can make sure I get, I think I have that file saved. The only thing we would do is that same exact video, because we have the same 2-3 work trucks and we have the same invoices, and we have the, so it would just be the same thing doing it. He's not
Let
super
me
hip
ask,
to technology.
Oh, well, I'm glad that he has you. That's awesome. But just so you don't have to, like, go through all of that, and then if in case it doesn't get accepted again, I'm going to ask the verification department right now while you're on the line and ask them if they could find, like, another way to verify, or if they could tell me why it didn't work, you know, the first time. So give me one second here. I'm going to just...
I did pull over on the side of the road so that I could talk about
Oh,
that.
You did. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah, sometimes I get nervous if someone says they're driving or something, you know, I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, so I'll just ask, I'll put, how long ago did you upload that video? Was it like in March or April? Was it like a couple months ago, or
was it
recent?
Yeah, within the month that he was in, within the month that we got started with you, I did that for him, and then he sent it right when I sent it over to him.
Okay.
So you should have it pretty early on, I would imagine. And I think it was like the first format didn't come through from what I remember, and we sent it in different formats to you guys or something so it could be clear.
Okay.
Or different
Stop
size, like
that.
Different size files.
They uploaded the video verification when they first started, but they're asking why it has to be done again. Also, is there another option?
Yeah, just because there's,
okay.
you know, there's nothing else that we could video for that, you know, other
yeah,
than the one we
Yeah, it would
have.
Be great if the live video verification is available since you're helping him out with this, because
sure.
that's even quicker, because that's where you actually get on the Zoom call with a Google rep, and everything you uploaded before, you would just show them on the camera live, and then they would just publish it right then. So that would be... you know, best case scenario, if that option's available. I'm just waiting to hear back if there's another option. And then if there is, I'll have them send you a fresh email, which will look exactly like the email that you've been getting or that Lanny's been getting, but it, rather than saying live video verification, it'll say live video verification. So sometimes they have to request that of Google, but I do see that there's a note in here that they had requested that before. So hopefully they've heard back by now whether, you know, that's going to be available or not. So
yeah, honestly, I would love to shoot straight for just, you know what I mean, just cut the meat to the bone. If we could go straight for the meeting with a Google representative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Google being multi-million, trillion-dollar probably, bit, you know, company. And you can't even get really customer service with them. Just honestly, a lot of the business struggles are Google-related, really.
100%. And when you do upload it, you know, you don't know right away if it's accepted or not, right? And then if it is accepted, it sits in some queue that someone at Google has to get to, and it takes like 10 business days, you know? That's why I'm thinking
Correct.
That if live video is available, that's going to be a much better option. So actually, April, she's in the verification department. She already chatted me back a couple minutes ago, letting me know that she's checking. So we'll see now if she can, you know, just kind of correspond with me and give some insight as to, you know, why they're asking for it again, first off, but secondly, to see if the live video verification is available. So,
okay.
Let's see here. Oh, you might have spoken with Sherry Stingley a couple of weeks ago, too. It looks like they talked to someone. Is Lanny your dad?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because it says here that someone had called in asking for the video verification info again for his dad. So, okay,
yeah,
so that
a,
was
he's a 76-year-old now, so I pretty much do everything for him, you can
imagine,
when it comes
cool.
to this stuff.
Yeah, he's lucky to have you. My dad is 84, but he's in another state, and sometimes if he has computer issues or something, I'll try to, like, help him over the phone or send him instructions in, like, an email. But, you know, I'm like, man,
well,
it
sure.
would be so much
yeah,
easier
exactly.
if I was
and
just
is,
there, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and this is the family business, keeping him retired, too. So I try to field all of this. And, you know, nonsense that might, you know, keep the business from even popping up and all the Google type stuff. I try to have him, send over any issues that he's having. And I think, you know, like I said, he's sometimes just totally off the planet when it comes to service, and it doesn't even dial when you call him sometimes.
Okay. So I see. So he's kind of like retired or semi-retired, and you're kind of handling everything for him,
well,
right?
Well, when it comes to things like this that aren't like tax matters or something like that, you know, just it comes to advertising, something like this
yeah.
category, I try to as much as I can, unless there's some reason you guys say, no, it has to be Lanny, in which case I'll, you know, drive to where he's at and set it up with you guys.
Yes. Oh, shoot. You know what? April just wrote me back that only video verification is available. So I'm going to tell her they will upload again today with all the exact same info. I'll put, do you think it will go through?
And then when I get back to the shop there, I'll jump on the computer and I'll just hit both of them. I'll send it through and, you know, a couple different size files. Maybe that'll help.
Maybe. Yeah, I think that could be. Yeah, she put the last video verification was not successful, which is why Google required it again. But, yeah, we were already aware of that because we were looking at the note.
Yeah, it was just
yeah.
super weird because so, I remember at the time when it got submitted, Google actually sent a, oh, you're verified. You're now verified on Google, and the app worked. You know, the advertising app almost worked, and there's no notification on there for a couple days. And then it's like it, you know, flip-flopped back. It's kind
yep.
of the way he was explaining it to me.
That happens all the time. Well, they'll say, oh, you're verified and you think you're good. And then a couple of days later, it gets suspended or something happens where it comes down and they ask for it again. And I don't know why Google, you know, makes some companies jump through hoops and bend backwards, you know, but usually if they ask for a video verification, it's a good thing because at the end of the day, they're trying to protect you guys, you know, from those big corporations.
Oh, for sure.
So,
for sure.
She said that there's an email on file for the Google business page, and it starts with a PR, and it ends at gmail.com. Does that go to you? Or are you familiar
for
with the email?
Account?
Yeah, because maybe there's a duplicate out there or something. Maybe that's why it's getting rejected. Because she said, does the client know this email? And then it's PR, but the rest of the email is blocked out, but then after that it says at gmail.com.
No way, no, because it's Lanny, Shelley, and then I would be Isaac, and I know what my two emails are.
Because this says,
yeah.
That's the owner of the existing Google business page, whoever that PR, you know, with the rest of it blocked out.
And
is.
The only emails my dad would have like the start of his letter of his name or something like that. So definitely.
Okay. That's probably what it is. Somewhere along the line, there's another company or something that created a Google business page. And then the one you guys have is a duplicate. And that's probably why it's getting rejected.
Well, and the thing that's screwy is there was a tracking number on my dad's Google this last couple of years, and I was like, well, he's never been tech savvy enough to try to set up a tracking number, so why is that? And so that was you guys why we even hired you, because you were helping us get one of the improper numbers taken off of Google, which you guys did, although we do still have two Google listings on there, which is, you know, that's fine, because that's, in my opinion, better than having a number that literally goes to nothing. It goes to nothing. But I was thinking that maybe, I don't know, somehow someone else put that tracking number and advertised like they were us, and I just didn't know because I was too young, and he definitely didn't know. So the last 3 years were probably slow because that tracking number is going to someone else that maybe hacked his account.
Wow. So it wasn't even it wasn't like another company that was promoting you guys. It was like another marketing company. It was probably another company that was
when I started with you guys, I was trying to figure out how to explain, because there's a tracking number when my dad's Google listing popped up, and he's never savvy enough to set up a tracking. I know what a tracking number is, and that's how I keep track of my leads that I send to my countertop referrals. So I know what that is. It allows me to keep track of which jobs become jobs so I can get my percentage. He has never been tech savvy enough to set that up. And it doesn't make sense that, you know, with this last couple of years, we're trying to figure out who to hire to help us out with it. And I was trying to do stuff with Google to get it off there myself and reporting it fraudulent, and nothing was doing any good. So, yeah, that email sounds really, really suspicious.
Yeah, so anyhow, April said that if you're not familiar with that email, then definitely video verification's the option. So after you do that and Google accepts it, what we do is we make the new one that we, you know, just completed go live, and then we'll merge it together with the other one that has the suspicious email. And then once it's merged, we delete that other one. That way you won't have a duplicate. And then also all the information will now be updated with your current information. So if there's any past tracking numbers on there or anything weird that where calls are going to another company, that will stop because it'll all be in one page, you know. So she told me to let you know that she's emailing you the instructions of what to show and how to do the video verification. I know you've gotten that mailer a couple times before, but I don't know if she chatted me that just because it's going to be a little bit different, you know, with the instructions. But either way, when you get back to the shop, just, you know, double check it that you're uploading, you know, the fresh instructions that she's sending you today. And then also, be somewhere within the vicinity of Green Bank, Washington. Okay. I know you said you're going to be at the shop. Yeah. But sometimes that's another reason it would get rejected, because Google will know by your GPS location if you're in that area or not. You don't have to be in the actual spot. You could be within a 50-mile radius.
Oh, no worries. No, yeah, that's actually the only thing I can do anyway, because you can imagine the two work rigs that I want that we have in the video. And, you know, ultimately, it's the only place to do it is in, you know, where the Green Bank where the shop is. So you see what I'm saying?
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, because that's going to definitely match, and that will be successful then. And then the last thing I would suggest that you can look out for when you log on to your Google page in order to do the video verification, just double check on the users. It'll have a tab that says users. Make sure that Local Splash is still on there as a manager. So you guys are the owners of the page, and then we would be on there as a manager. So, and then once we manage it and it gets approved, then we can merge it together with that suspicious page and,
get that one. The whole thing was just confusing for him with getting verified and then he's not verified and not knowing whether or not, for him, it's just that he was thinking that, oh, I was verified and then I wasn't. So in his mind, he's looking for someone to blame probably, and he's maybe thinking, well, pause payment on Local Splash if you can, Isaac, or give him a call and figure out what it is until we can figure out if we're verified or what the deal is. And it's just these small little things are just up to me to sort out and figure out. So I'll make sure we get on payment for you guys since you are hustling to also get this taken care of. I'll make sure I get on that. And then also resending verifications when I'm back at the shop for you today.
Yeah, and if he has any questions, the payment method that we had before is a Visa ending in 2635, and it's saying the account was closed. So it could just be that the bank sent him a new card and he just didn't update it yet, you know, but either way.
Oh, shoot, that is what it is. He just put the nail on the head. He just told
me
a couple days ago. Yeah, he was like, oh, Isaac, that FedEx envelope down there is the new business card, and could you get it for me? And it's actually still in his mail. It's still in his mail down at the shop. So that's true.
Okay.
That is what it is.
That's what it is. Okay, yes, so when you get there, you could call me. I'm at extension 777. And then also, when you upload it, if you hit any glitches, call me, and then I'll get you over to April, and she can kind of get on the phone with you and walk you through it, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Well, all I can ask is to be communicated with as if I'm not, you know, an AI or something, you know, or like I'm not speaking to AI nowadays. Literally, it's the smallest things that you make the greatest impact.
I agree. Yeah, all of these AI-generated companies, it's just kind of scary because I feel that AI can replace a lot of what, you know, humans are doing these days.
Well,
but
let
they
me
don't
just
have
say, nobody could replace your personal, nobody could replace your personal touch that you're adding. So, you're doing a good, great job.
Oh, thank you for that. You made my day. That's very sweet of you, Isaac. I appreciate that. So, yeah,
we'll be
talking to you soon for sure. So when you get back there, if you have any questions, just call me, okay?
I'll get to as soon as possible for you.
Awesome. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.